are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z.
Today is brought to you by Be Who You Are magazine. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an inspiring guest on the line, Jeff Abraham, who is the CEO of Promescent. Hey, Jeff. Such a pleasure to have you on today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to have you and, you know, inspire our listeners about sex talk, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, the normal amount of time to ejaculate, even for women. So
correct.
I would love to talk about how this came about for you. So tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I grew up in a little small coal mining town south of Pittsburgh called Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. And typical Eastern background, you know, a little lower middle class family, and but a great background, great upbringing. And I went to school at a place called Edinburgh University in Erie, Pennsylvania, and then lived in Williamsport. And I moved out to California in 1982. Your typical, you know, two suitcases, $500, come out to, you know what I mean, see the other side of the country, and never left, and really enjoyed it and spent 30 years living in Orange County.
Wow. So now you live out in California still?
No, I live in a place called Summerlin, Nevada. 2.5 years ago, I moved to Summerlin, which is in the Red Rock area, about 12 miles north of Las Vegas, up in the hills, up in the mountains, the Red Rock Mountains.
Oh, my God. It must be so nice over there.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's like living on a postcard. I ride my bike up to the Red Rock Mountains, and it's just phenomenal. It's a gorgeous place to live.
That's so awesome. So how did you become a doctor? How did this all come about for you?
Well, actually, my background isn't medical. You'll laugh when I tell you this. I was a semiconductor engineering entrepreneur, and I started a semiconductor engineering business. And like I said, I had moved up to California with two suitcases and $500 in 1982 and just happened to be very fortunate, right place at the right time. And I retired in 2011, and my very good friend and neighbor was a urologist by the name of Dr. Ronald Gilbert. And Ron was a working urologist, and he ran the urology department at Hoag Hospital, Newport Beach. And after I had retired, like a lot of people, I went in, a lot of men over 50 go in for yearly PSA, which is your, you know, prostate cancer screening thing. And I went in one day, and he said, you know, I've always respected your business acumen. I know your background. You kind of came from nothing and made yourself successful, retired early. I started this new company. I have this product. It's a big issue because at that point, you know, urologists, if someone came to them with prostate issues, they had many different options. If someone came with ED, they had Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. If someone came to them with incontinence, they had many different products. Someone came to them with PE, they were like, okay, you're out of luck. And so he explained that he developed this product for PE. And the ironic part was, you know, being 53 years old at the time, someone said PE, I thought of physical education.
Right.
And he explained that it was premature ejaculation. I'm like, is that that big of an issue? He's like, yeah. And I had seen this special on 60 Minutes all about ED. And ED at the time was a $6 billion a year market. And they said for every legitimate tablet made, there was 1.2 knockoffs manufactured in Mexico and in China. And I went, whoa, that's like $12 billion. So I said to Ron, I said, does this work? He goes, yeah, it does. And I said, how big is this market compared to ED? And I expected him to say 10% or 15% of that market. And he went, it's 30% larger. And I was like, excuse me?
Oh, my God.
He goes, 30% larger. And I said, no, wait a second. It's 30% larger. And, of course, he's like, yeah. And I said, well, what are they using now? He goes, well, really nothing. And I'm like, my mind is blown, right? And I said, what do you mean? He said, there's an off-label treatment for SSRIs. And I go, what's an SSRI? And that happens to be a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which are commonly known as depression drugs, Paxil, Prozac, you know, Zoloft. And they actually extend a man's ability to, hold off before ejaculating. But the issue is they cause nausea, dry mouth, vomiting, loss of libido, suicidal thoughts, you know, in people taking them that aren't depressed. And they're not on demand, so you don't take them just when you're intimate. You have to have them in your system built up, and even if you're only intimate twice a month, you have all these side effects. So that's really not like putting out a candle with a fire hose,
literally.
You know, it's like, yeah, a little overkill there, you know?
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And so at the time, being 53 and having a lot of friends my age, I knew that $12 billion worth of ED drugs weren't all with people with ED. It became a recreational phenomenon. So I said to Ron, I said, does this have a, you know, recreational component to it? He's like, oh, yeah, it certainly does. I'm like, give me a bottle of that. I decided to do my own one-person clinical trial, you know. So I was dating a gal at the time. Her name was Carolyn. She was a financial analyst. So I called her right from the parking lot. I go, hey, can you come over this evening? You know, after dinner, I'd like to help me go over this investment. She goes, I'd love to. So she thinks, you know, we're going to go over this investment. Right. So we had dinner, and she's expecting me to come with this, like, pro forma or spreadsheet and all this documentation on this investment. So I come down with this bottle of Promethazine, and she literally looks at me, and she goes, oh, you're such a pervert. I go, I swear to you, I'm thinking of investing in this company. And she had met Ron because he was my friend. I go, this is Ron's company. I showed her. She goes, oh, my God, it is. So next day I called Ron, and I was kind of joking around. I go, you need to change the name. And he goes, you don't like Promethazine? And I go, well, I have a better idea. And he goes into this impassioned explanation. Promethazine means prolonged tumescence, and tumescence means engorged with blood. It's basically the medical name for an erection. And, you know, and he goes, wait a second. He goes, what do you want to change the name to? I go, how about Bone Like a Porn Star? And he starts laughing. He goes, I told you. I go, this stuff's insane. It's really, really good. And I said, not only that, there's no side effects. It's safe. And I go, this is crazy. And so I literally went over and wrote him a check for $100,000 and invested in the company. And I had just retired, and I had raised my son as a single father, and he left and went to UC Santa Barbara. And I had been running my business that I started from scratch. And within, you know, a year, I went from being busy 24/7 to having absolutely nothing to do. And so I wrote him a business plan, and they were like, hey, this business plan's great, but, you know, we're going to need a lot more money. I said, hey, I'll invest another $400K, but you have to put it in a separate account, and you have to do exactly what I tell you. And they were like, okay, great. And the company really started to take off. So in June of 2012, they asked me to become the CEO, and they got rid of the former CEO, and I took over the company. And we really took off, and things started going really well. And one of the reasons I ended up here in Summerlin, it was really tragic, is in early 2013, Ron was murdered, and it was mistaken identity. It was some guy that had a prostate surgery in the Veterans Administration 23 years ago and decided he was going to kill the doctor that did his surgery. And it was so long ago that they didn't have the physical records anymore. And they said it's at the headquarters on microfiche. You might be too young to remember what microfiche was, but it's like this cellophane. Before they had the internet and they could store records electronically, they would scan them onto this, like, it's like this cellophane. You'd have to scroll through and find all the data. So this guy went to the VA hospital in Long Beach, and the guy that did his surgery is Dr. Ron Gelhardt, who happened to be a urologist in Newport Beach. So he went home. The guy was obviously insane, and found Dr. Ronald Gilbert, who was a urologist in Newport Beach, made an appointment, and Ron thought he was seeing a new patient that day. He walked in, the guy was waiting in a shooting position and shot him 8 times through the heart and murdered him.
Oh,
and it was just
God.
Tragic. And it was just really hard to take for his family and friends and associates and patients who really loved him. And as a society, we tend to make more out of people in death than they are in life. That's just what people do as soon as someone dies right away. Oh, my God, he was the greatest in the world. In some cases, you know the person. You say, well, he was good, but, you know, come on. This is the guy you didn't have to do that with. He was actually that good of a human being. He was the most ethical, kind, considerate person I've ever met. And it was very difficult to live in the same neighborhood. Our offices were there and not be reminded of that. And so that was one of my driving, you know, reasons behind making the move here to Summerlin. I don't regret it. I really love where I live right now, but I realize you can't run from emotional pain. You know, it's still there.
Yeah.
And so that part was a little bit difficult. But it's one of those situations that, you know, life is sometimes tragic and you have to make the best of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And certainly we have. And, you know, it's really important for me to create a legacy for Ron and to also provide for his wife and his 2 sons who still own a significant stake in the company. So we're doing really, really well. And I'm really happy with that. And, you know, because it was really difficult at first. You try to figure something like this out, and, you know, a rational mind can't make sense of irrational behavior.
Right.
And it's something you can't figure out, and then you get frustrated, but then you say, what can I do? And the only thing that I can do to affect any kind of change is to literally give him a legacy by making this successful and providing for his family. So that helps me deal with the loss of someone, you know, so good of a person and in such a tragic way, because make no mistake, if he had been killed in a car wreck or a plane wreck, it would have been no less tragic, but it'd be easier to accept because it would just be random. You
right.
know, you get this feeling like not only could he be here, he should still be here.
Right. Well, I think it's great that you're prolonging his legacy. I think that that's awesome.
Yes.
So tell me about, you know, Promescent itself. So how do you make the product not have side effects?
Here's the interesting thing. Now, there had been a lidocaine-based products and benzocaine-based products prior to this, but their drawbacks, just like with SSRI, were significant because it numbs the man and it transfers to the female and numbs her. So you're able to prolong your intimacy, but it almost feels like you're doing aerobics. Everybody's numb. No one feels anything. It's like, hey, we're lasting long, but what am I doing here, you know?
Yeah.
So Ron realized that, and so what he did was he got together with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Tony Capomaccio, who was a PhD research individual in organic chemistry, and they decided to figure out a way to change lidocaine from a crystal substance to an oil aqueous form. When it does that, it penetrates the dermis or the stratum corneum, which is the outside layer of the skin. So within 10 minutes of application, the lidocaine, which has changed, you know, structure from crystal to oil aqueous, goes through the dermis, stratum corneum to the sensory nerves, and it's gone from the surface of the skin. So the man maintains the surface sensitivity but still has the control, and it doesn't transfer to the female.
How interesting.
It's absolutely brilliant. And, I mean, you know, making that subtle change, make no mistake about it, turned something with huge side effects into something that was very effective. And the beauty of it is it's not anything, it's on demand 10 minutes before you're intimate. So it's not systemic. It's not a pill that you take that has all these horrific side effects. You know, we've sold over 300,000 bottles with zero calls to our contraindications line. It's very cost effective. It's about $3 each time that you use it. And the results, the efficacy of it has been phenomenal. And it's, if you think about it, it's safe, it's very affordable, and it's effective. And, you know, we get these testimonials and emails, and you talk to people, and it's on one hand, it's very gratifying, but on the other hand, it's heartbreaking because you get these emails and testimonials from people that say, basically, you know, I've been married to the same woman for 10 years, and 5 years ago, we just stopped being intimate. And it just, we had no love life. Or even single men who go, I didn't date, I didn't do this. It was just, I was so embarrassed. And, you know, I'd been disappointed so many times. I don't know why, but I finally had the courage. I ordered the product because you won't believe this. And I wish this was a joke, but it's not. If you go online and you search premature ejaculation solutions or cures or whatever, there's 200 products and they're all snake oil. I wish this was
That's
a joke,
it?
But it's not.
That's it.
Dear. Yeah, wow. Deer antler extract, bull testicle derivative, shark fin, some of them are just vitamins. I mean, and so you have these people desperately in need, and they get to a point where they just go, I'm being scammed, and they stop even looking for answers. And they go to the medical community, and the medical community is like, sorry, there is nothing. We now, for a small company, this is insane, we have 1,300 urologists in North America that if you go to see them in their protocol, their primary treatment for PE is Promescent. 1,300 noted urologists. Included in that are the Western Section Director of the American Urological Association, the President of the International Society of Sexual Medicine, the President of the Sexual Medicine Society of North America. So we have, in 3.5 years, built up some tremendous credibility in the medical community.
Wow.
But not being a Pfizer or a GlaxoSmithKline, we don't have a $200 million advertising budget. We're a very small company. So I really appreciate the opportunity with shows like yourself for people to understand that something like Promescent exists and they can find it. Now, the beauty of it is it's over the counter, so it's not prescription. So we have doctors that carry it. We have a pharmacy network of 600 pharmacies that carry it now. It's online. And so our revenue is increasing by leaps and bounds. We're really starting to grow. But it's one thing to grow from $1 million to $5 million a year. It's another thing to take that quantum step to go to $1 billion a year where, you know, like the ED drugs go to, because this is larger than ED. And the crazy part is 20% of ED isn't even ED. It's misdiagnosed PE, because if a gentleman has premature ejaculation for over a period of time, he will develop anxiety-related ED, which means he can't get an erection because he realizes getting an erection leads to an unsatisfactory conclusion. So that 20% of ED isn't even ED. It's a guy who has PE, and he develops anxiety, which it makes him unable to get an erection.
How interesting. Now, can you please tell us the statistics? You and I talked about it prior to the show, but I think it's so interesting that the average...
About men and women,
yes.
The arousal gap?
Yes.
Okay, now this isn't PE patients. Now, I want to make this really clear. This is average healthy men and women. The average normal healthy man lasts 5 minutes and 23 seconds during actual intercourse penetration and thrusting. The average healthy normal woman takes between 18 to 19 minutes of penetration and thrusting to achieve climax. So even in healthy couples, you have, it's called the arousal gap, you have this gap that exists that doesn't lead to satisfactory intimacy. So that's why there's 19 billion vibrators in the world. Guys stop, start, switch position, think about baseball scores, have all these coping mechanisms, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To narrow that gap. That's why there's all this extended foreplay to try to get a woman closer before you start. So I always tell people, when this product is completely mature, that only 20% of people will use it will have what would be considered classic PE. The other people using it will be people that just want better intimacy. They just want a better sex life. And it's crazy because, like we talked about prior to coming on air, that so much of our business is driven by women that are in relationships and they realize it would be enhanced and they're almost afraid to bring it up. Because whenever I do like terrestrial radio or XM radio shows, I've done a ton of them, and they open it up to callers, at least half the callers are women. And it's always the same issue. Okay, we need this in our relationship. How do I bring it up without hurting my boyfriend, husband's feelings? Because one of the things I've realized is the most fragile thing in the entire world is the male ego. It's absolutely every guy that has to think that he's a sexual Superman. And so it's very difficult for a woman, if she feels that their relationship could be enhanced, to bring it up. And we laugh. We have this running joke in the company that if we had a dollar for every time this happened, we'd have at least $1,000 that you're in a social setting. And this happens to me all the time. As recently as 2 weeks ago, we're having dinner with, you know, a couple. And I don't know how the subject came up, but they're my neighbors. And they go, what do you do for a living? I go, I'm the CEO of a pharmaceutical company. They go, what's the name of the company? I go, Absorption Pharmaceuticals. They go, how many products do you have? I go, we have one product. They go, what's it called? It's called Promescent. And the guy goes, I never heard of it. What's it for? I said, it's a treatment for premature ejaculation. And right away, it's like dead silence, right? Hey, if you're going to ask me, I'm telling you, right? And so there's this break in the conversation. So it's like real awkward. And so he goes, pops out his chest. He's like, that's the last thing we need. Oh, excuse me there, you know? And so a little bit later, he goes to the restroom and the wife leans over me and goes, give a sample of that. We do need that in our relationship. And we laugh because that happens so often. And this also happens that we'll be in a situation, and I'll mention to some people, and one of the guys will have this reaction like, oh, it's crazy. People shouldn't be ordering. No one needs that. And then I look and I see the guy ordering the product a week later.
Isn't that hysterical?
It's hysterical. And I laugh because is a diabetic afraid to take insulin? Is someone with cancer ashamed of taking chemo? You know, there are five very definitive physiological reasons why a man early ejaculates, not limited to prostatitis, low testosterone, hypersensitivity. Why is it such a stigma that every man has to think that I'm the best there ever was? Because, you know, if you think about it, every guy doesn't have to go, I'm the fastest runner in the world. I jump higher than anyone in the world. I bench press more than anyone in the world. But when it comes to sex, no one can ever go, I'm anything but outstanding. I'm awesome, you know, and that kind of a thing. And that's why I say the male ego is so fragile. And it's frustrating, you know, because the media plays into this. And this condition hasn't been given its due diligence and hasn't really been exposed. And the medical community should have demanded, you know, some kind of treatments for this very, very much earlier. Because when you have Lilly and Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline with Viagra cells, Levitra, selling for billions of dollars to the same doctors, they knew this condition existed.
Right.
But for someone not to address it is crazy. And here we are, some little startup company, by this one single doctor in Newport Beach, California. Is it insane?
Well, it was obviously a necessity, so it was a great thing that he did it.
Well, he did it out of necessity. He had all these patients, and like I said, if someone came to him with prostate issues, he had a lot of options. If someone came to him with ED, incontinence, he had a lot of options. People came to him with PE, and it was like, I have nothing for you, and the same patients were frustrated over and over again. And the testimonials and the emails that we get from people are just crazy. It's like, this changed my life, you know, that, you know, I was depressed and, you know, I had no self-esteem and it was just tough. And it's really strange. But by the same token, there's also some things that are really intriguing to me. And I almost feel like an amateur therapist now, because a lot of people that use the product, a lot of men will say, I want to make sure my partner doesn't know I'm using this. And I guess maybe I'm a little older now, I'm 58, and I'm from an old school mentality. To me, if you're intimate with someone, you have to be open and sharing with that person. Why are you hiding anything? And it's almost like I want my woman to think that I'm Superman and I last for 40 minutes by myself and there's nothing else involved here. But that leads to the thing that if you use it, then you have to use it every single time, because if you're using it half the time and you're 40 minutes and the other half you're 4 minutes, wouldn't your partner go, hey, wait a second.
Right, exactly.
Why is it that, you know,
what's going on here?
what's exactly going on? And I would like to think that, you know, and I'm maybe old school, but if you're close enough to be intimate with someone, you shouldn't be, you know, hiding things. And it's crazy. And it's just an insight into the male ego and how fragile that it really is.
That was really inspiring, Jeff. I'm sure for our listeners too, you know, because a lot of people aren't open about it. Like I said, before we even started like on air, it's great that you're promoting and you're just so personable about it, because people just get so shy in public about it.
Well, here's the thing. We've had, you know, some of our doctors, because our board of advisors is insane. They're the top urologists in the world. And they come from that medical background. And, you know, they'll go on a show and they start talking about, well, you apply it to the frenulum. And people are like, they spend the next 5 minutes like Googling, what's a frenulum?
I was just going to say that.
It's the underside of the man's penis, you know. And here's the crazy part. And I go on a show, people go, how do you apply it? I go, you put it on the underside of your penis, right under the head. And people go, then they listen to the rest of the message, and they identify with that. And it's funny, because we have our doctors, you know, go out, and we don't get the same response that I get, because I'm the real world. I talk to people as a person who understands. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the crazy part is, I ended up investing almost $2 million of my money in this company to get it where it's at right now. And when I did that, I don't do anything halfway. I'm a very passionate person. So I had Ron, Dr. Gilbert, you know, write me a prescription, even though I wasn't depressed, for Zoloft for 30 days, because if that's what we're competing against, the people using, I wanted to see how it worked, you know? Mm-hmm. And, oh, my Lord, I swear to you, I had no libido. I had dry mouth, nausea. I felt spacey. It was crazy.
Really?
I went out and bought some of these Stud 100 and, you know, these other products that, you know, don't absorb. And, you know, they're just, and I was like, oh my Lord, I can't feel anything. I feel totally numb. Because to me, you can't effectively be the CEO of a company if you don't understand who you're competing against, what the other options are, you know, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And it was insane, because I'm like, this is the shit people were using? Are you crazy? I mean, it was nuts. And people always laugh, because the CEO of the company, about an hour, 2 hours a week, I work something called OLARC, which is an interactive chat feature on our site. So I talk to users, and that's how I understand how they find is what they've used before. And occasionally I'll say, okay, we're going to do this and this. And I'll go, you sure you can do that? I go, yeah. And they go, oh, should you check with anyone? I go, I'm the CEO of the company. They're like, what? And they'll go, you're the guy. I go, yeah. So that I can be in touch with our patients. And it works out really, really well. And it really gives me an insight into what's out there, what people are using. And I tell people that I'm confident enough now, I just want the whole issue to get exposed. Because if people understand that how severe PE is and the ramifications, how even normal people can benefit, I believe that all roads lead to us. So I'm very comfortable, even if people don't mention us, I just want people to be aware that PE is a very serious issue, affects a lot of people, both men and women. Because like we discussed before coming on air, even though that premature ejaculation is something that is physiologically happening to a man, the effect is as pronounced, if not more pronounced, on the woman. And even though the man prematurely ejaculates, he still does have an orgasm and ejaculate. So this is a problem that, you know, is just as pronounced for women than it is for men.
So true. And I'm really glad, you know, it's like I said, it's just so great that you're so personable about it. And I think it's amazing that you even talk to your potential clients on the website. I think that that's awesome.
Well, for me, it's a learning experience. And if I want to be effective in my job, I have to know how people find us, where they come from, what they've tried, their satisfactory rate. I talk to a lot of our large users because one thing that's really impressive is through our website, we're able to track, you know, the doctor's sales through their offices and the pharmacies. We don't know exactly who's buying the product. We just know there's a lot of people buying it. But on our website, it's trackable. And I can see in the last 3 years, there are certain people that have bought 25, 27, 24 times, you know, that kind of thing. And I send emails out personally, and I reach out to people, and I talk to them, and I talk to them at length. And, you know, we have, you know, straight people, gay people using the product. We have people as young as 18. We had one guy that was 84, you know, and it's, we're not limited to any specific demographic. And it's crazy. Certain ethnicities have extremely high incidence of PE. That's really one of the things that was amazing to me. And, you know, I want to find out how people are treating this, how they're suffering, what their mindset is. That helps me to effectively position us for exposure. And so I really appreciate the opportunity for an audience like this to reach multiple people because we get a lot of feedback. I'll tell you one interesting story. We've gotten some national exposure. I don't know if you know who Jane Wells is. She's the financial reporter on CNBC. She does, you know, all the financial reporting. She found out about us, and she and I met, and she did a huge story on us. And about 2 weeks later, we saw an influx. Our business really took off, but we saw this little town in Missouri where we had like 6 orders all within like a week period of time. And I found that to be really unique. That was in the early days before we really grew to where we're at now. And they were all from women. I thought, wow, that's really bizarre. I said, I wonder if there's some kind of a women's like magazine or local talk show there that did something on us. So I said to our customer support person, I said, do me a favor, give me the email address of some of those women. I just want to send them a nice email, reach out. So I sent an email out to one of the women. I said, hey, I noticed we got a lot of business all from females in that one general area. I'd like to know why. Can you give me a call if you get a chance? And my phone literally rang. She must have been sitting at her computer like 5 minutes later. And she goes, I'd love to talk to you. And I said, yeah. And she goes, one of the women in our bunco game found out about it by seeing this report on CNBC. And being a man, I'm like, I never heard of bunco. What's that? It's a dice game that women play. You know, guys play cards, you know, Texas Hold'em. Women play bunco. And I'm like, what? She goes, yeah. She goes, one of the women in our bunco game ordered this product and couldn't wait to tell everyone how it revitalized her and her husband's sex life. And 6 women from the same game out of 10 within 2 weeks ordered the product. And that's found that to be hilarious because, but that shows you the difference between men and women. Okay. Right. Women find it's like, oh my God, I got told this is great. If a guy finds it, he doesn't want to tell anyone else. He wants to A, keep it his secret so he has an advantage. And B, he doesn't want anyone else to know because he wants everyone to think he's a sexual Superman,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And that's why I it's real big for us to promote to women because women talk. And women, you know, a guy gets pneumonia and his wife or girlfriend's, you go to the doctor, oh, it's just a flu, I'll shake it off, it's no big deal. Women talk and they want to seek solutions, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they're really open and guys aren't. And this has been so fascinating for me coming from a semiconductor engineering background to see the psychology involved in this whole process between men and women.
That's so interesting. You're so right on point when you say that because women really are like the talkers. And like you were saying with that group of women playing that game, it was like organic reach. Like she was interested in the
product. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's
so
cool.
I'm telling you, if there would have been the same scenario, a guy in a card game on a Monday, he wouldn't have told anyone.
No.
He goes, hey,
right.
I have an advantage over all the other guys. Okay. I'm king of the forest now, you know, and he would have never shared that, you know, never. But the one thing I will tell you is this has been an interesting phenomenon. When people order from our site, we have a customer survey form that they fill out. And about 35% of people fill out. And it has all the shows that we go on. This one will be listed on there. So we know where we get response from. And we had a thing on there, referred from a friend. And the first 8 months, not one person ever said referred from a friend. And 2 years ago, my customer support service said, you know, you always ask for the first time. I go, really? Oh, that's great. Then we got 1 a week, then 2 a week, then 1 a day. We average 4 a day now.
Wow.
Of referred from a friend, which shows you that after even our own efforts in the last 3 years. We've been on CNBC. We've been featured in Business Insider. We've been I've been on, you know, Shade 45, All Out Radio, the Jamie Foxx Foxhole. I'm going to be on Dr. Drew Pinsky's show next week, Adam Carolla. So the more exposure you get, people feel more comfortable now talking about
right.
this and maybe sharing. And that's where we want to get, where the stigma's gone, where people go, hey, this is an issue that a lot of people are suffering with. I don't have to be embarrassed about it. And if I find something, I can tell other people that, hey, if you have this issue, there is something out there for you. So that was really, really invigorating and very positive for us, that now we get 4 times a day where people ordering products specifically say, a friend of mine told me about this. That's where I want to get to, the point where this isn't embarrassing. This is something that is a big issue that a lot of people suffer from, that they would have better intimacy if they knew there were solutions out there.
I'm like so fascinated, so much knowledge today. Seriously, I'm sure our audience is very fascinated as well. So where can they purchase it? Because you said a few pharmacies online.
If you go to our website online, it's www.promescent, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T, www.promescent.com. If you go online, you type in your zip code, it'll show you pharmacies in your area.
Oh, nice.
And like I said,
okay.
We have 600 of them now. And we're negotiating. We're not to the point where we're in Walgreens or CVS yet. We're working on that. In late 2016, we should be. We have some mid-size chains that we're starting to get into now, which is nice. But there are certain areas of the country that we have tons of pharmacies, like the New York area, the Miami area, the Texas area, Southern California, where we're from, you know, that kind of stuff. But there's almost every area now we have at least one or two pharmacies in. Also, we have, you know, the ability to order it online from our site, and there's a lot of doctor's offices that carry it too. So there's not a situation, most people can get it within a day, they just drive to a pharmacy. Certainly within our site, you can order it overnight or within 2 days. So the access is big and growing rapidly. And I'm so glad that we're over the counter, we're covered by an FDA monograph, which means that it's non-prescription, because if it's a prescription, there's another $100 doctor visit, and then you have to take a half day off work to go to the doctor visit, you know, that kind of a thing. And it makes it really convenient just to be able to order it. And like I said, there's 1,300 urologists in North America now that this is their primary treatment for PE. The key is, this isn't just for people with PE. When this product is fully mature, only 20% of the people that buy it will have clinical PE. The 80% will be people who go, I want an enhanced level of intimacy.
It's for both reasons.
It's for both reasons,
yeah.
Absolutely. But the main thing is, it's for people to have better intimacy, and they need to communicate. And women that think that they have, you know, a love life that could be enhanced by a longer duration of intimacy. And you'll find this fascinating. Cosmo did a study 3 years ago, and they asked men, you know, what could enhance your lovemaking ability? You know, what would make your intimacy better? 73% of men said bigger penis. They asked women, what would enhance your, you know, intimacy or lovemaking? 78% of women said longer duration of intercourse.
Makes sense.
How hilarious is that? That men are that out of tune. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With what their women really want.
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, when I saw that, I started laughing, because you think the typical guy is just give you a bigger penis. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the woman's sitting there going, that's not the issue. You know?
Right. That's hysterical.
It's hysterical, but that just shows you the mindsets of the two different sexes.
Right. That's so true.
Because if we get to the point where people become aware of this, it will go viral, because there's such a need for it, and the product is so effective.
Right.
It's just a matter of exposure for us. That's why I really appreciate opportunities like this.
Yeah, of course. So how can they follow on social media, too, for updates on the product?
You can go. We have a Twitter account. We have, obviously, a Facebook page, Promescent. We have a YouTube channel with numbers of videos on our YouTube channel. So there's many different ways, and that I have a Twitter account. It's Jeff Talk Sex.
Awesome.
Because I've been on all these shows right now, and there's a Facebook page, I think, by the same name. So there's a ton of different, you know, ways to follow, you know, our growth and to become involved in it. We have a new feature we're putting on our website. It's Promescent around the world, because even though we started off primarily here, you know, you have people that come here from other countries and find it. So we have people showing a bottle of Promescent in front of the pyramids in Cairo, in front of, you know, Wembley Stadium in London, in, you know, off the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, It's amazing. There's a store carrying it in Greece, and we've never done anything out of the U.S.
That's
but, you know,
crazy.
This problem, this issue exists all over the world, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's insane how the traffic from our website is just, you know, we get 7,000 visitors a day on our website now.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we're a small company. And, you know, it just shows you how big this issue is and how good this product is. And it's a testament to Dr. Ronald Gilbert. He was a genius. He was the guy who saw this need and figured out how to develop something that fit in and addressed the need. And he was just a wonderful human being.
So true. Well, Jeff, you really inspired me today. So thank you so much for talking sex on my show.
It was a pleasure, and thank you very much. Like I said, we really appreciate the opportunity.
Of course.
And I hope that, you know, some of your listeners benefit from this.
Yeah, I do too. Everybody, check out Promescent. It is the go-to that will help your intimacy, sex life, and more. So
even if you don't suffer from PE, Promescent can really enhance your intimacy, and that's the takeaway or the bottom line.
Yeah, agreed. So I think, like you said, everybody should check it out. They have nothing to lose.
That's
only
exactly
to gain, right?
Right?
Only to gain.
Exactly right.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into The Social Scene with
Jay-Z. It's been
a
pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks again, Jeff. Okay. And stay tuned till next time. Today, this show is brought to you by Bear This and That Relationship Talk Show with host Cynthia DeLeonardo.
You're listening to Jay-Z on The Social Scene. The Social Scene.